Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And so, as you cut things from your life and then you add the things of holiness to your life, this becomes progressive sanctification and separation unto God. Realize there are two kinds of repentance. There's an argument that goes on often today, and some people think, well, repentance is not necessary for salvation. The Bible says only to believe. And so we say, you know, repentance is not necessary for salvation. And I believe that many times that people are looking at doing penance instead of repentance when they talk about that. But repentance means a change of the mind. It is to turn from. In Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. So when you repent, you're turning from depending on yourself. You're turning from sin. But you're turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know I've used this illustration before, but let me use it again. Put your hand in front of your face and turn it towards something directly in front of you. Now, as the palm of your hand turns, it turns to that thing. That's what you're doing. You're turning to that thing. But in doing that, your hand is turning away from you. Now, when you're turning to Christ, you're turning away from other things. You're turning away from self. You're turning away from sin. Okay? You're turning to Christ. However, there's going to be things in our heart. There's going to be things in our life that are still there. The old nature is still there. And so as the Lord uses His Holy Spirit to search our heart, He reveals things to us, and we confess those things, we forsake them. There are other things He reveals that we need to add to our life, and those things are added. Well, all of that is progressive. And so we repent when we're saved, but we're also, there is a positional repentance and there is a progressive repentance, just like there is a positional holiness and a progressive holiness. In fictional tales of literature, we learn that the genie in the lamp comes out upon rubbing the lamp, and grants you a wish, and says, your wish is my command. Well, the dedicated Christian, knowing that God does all things for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, they look to the will of God as their command. Therefore, when He says that He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, the Christian thinks, okay, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, so therefore my command is to witness to a lost and dying world. You see, we not only see that as God's will for us, we see it as His command for us, because His will has become our command. And that makes it an act of love toward the one who has loved us so much. He wants us to have His joy. But you know what? When you really love God as you ought to love Him, you also want to bring joy and pleasure to the heart of God. And so, we see further here in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ. Well, when He gathers together all things in one, we'll see the fulfillment of Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. There we read, wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, you just heard that verse. The name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow. Have you ever thought about Psalms 138:2 that says this, he has exalted his word even above his name? We just saw how great the name of Jesus is. Every knee is going to bow, things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth. But in that he says that he's exalted his word even above his name, that tells us the importance of the word of God to us. Now we go on then, and we look next at verses 11 and 12. There it says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Again, that's Ephesians 1, 11 and 12 here of our text. Now, having seen that the Lord is going to gather in one all things to Christ, it places this passage with an eternal view. So when he says, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, then it is seen in the following fashion. We are the inheritance of Christ. Now, as Israel is called God's heritage, we find that all saved people, Jew and Gentile, are gathered in one, and we are the heritage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just think. If you are saved, you can say this, I am the private possession of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am his inheritance. Wow, isn't that something? The actual inheritance of God. That's why we don't want to be saved just so as by fire. We don't want to be up there without any crowns to lay at his feet. Now, since I am his inheritance, that takes us to Romans 8, 17 and 18. It says, and if children, then heirs. Now, look, you're not an heir of God if you're not a child of God. You must be saved. So the first step there he's looking at is our salvation. If children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If. Now, to be a child, you have to be saved to be a child of God. But then, to be a joint heir with Christ, he says another if. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified also together. Well, all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Sometimes that persecution is physical. Sometimes that persecution is of a spiritual nature only, or of a mental nature, or some other type of a nature. But nonetheless, if you live godly, you live holily, you will suffer persecution. And he goes on, though, to say in the very next verse of Romans 8, verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, my friend, I've seen some of God's people suffer greatly. And the Lord Jesus, the captain of our salvation, put some of his followers into places of great peril. And it seems like he sends them no help, that their faith and consecration may be tested and proved. And it ends up conforming us to the image of Christ if we do not rebel against it. Now understand that the sufferings of this present time, and they're great, and as great as they can be, even the sufferings of Job, are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. In other words, the glory of heaven is so great that the greatness of our sufferings will seem minute. It'll be like the little two-year-old that's crying because he didn't get the piece of candy he wanted to get. And so we find that the glory, if so be that we suffer with him, will be so much greater. Now, people will be in heaven that are not going to share in that glory. They'll be saved, so as by fire. My friend, you don't want to be that. So, we think about that of being a joint heir with Christ. Christ is going to have everything in earth, heaven, all the universe, everything that is in it is his. And I am also in his inheritance. But then he says, in whom? In whom then shows that as a joint heir of Christ, I have obtained an inheritance. Praise God for the King James Bible and its wording there. Because we have obtained an inheritance in Christ. Isn't that great? No one has a greater inheritance. No one has an inheritance that comes even close to that, this side of heaven. In other words, because I am in Christ, heaven and eternity, all that goes with that is mine, and it's mine as it is his. When a lady marries a man who is very rich, well-to-do, she goes to live with him. As their love grows and the marriage continues, and keep it in mind, my friend, that God does not divorce. He doesn't believe in divorce, and he does not divorce us. So, keeping that in mind, as this lady's love grows and the marriage continues, she's able to talk of the house, the thousands of acres, and the values that are worth millions. She's able to talk about them as ours. And can that ours become hers? Well, yes, if he dies. I am the purchased possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is also called the head of the church, just as the man she marries is the head of that home. In that he died, all that is his becomes his bride's. In that he rose from the dead, he enjoys the possession of all things with us as we rule and reign with him. Not instead of him, but with him. Oh, I've heard the song, I've Got a Mansion Over the Hilltop. I remember one time hearing a professor decry that song and saying, you know, we should never sing that song because a mansion refers to a room. And that's what it meant in that day. And he was actually right. As I studied, it was a room that was built onto a father's house. It was actually the honeymoon suite of the new couple. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.